JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Westmoreland steps up fight against mosquito-borne diseases. And remember to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us. Residents in Westmoreland are currently benefiting from a public education campaign geared at combating mosquito-borne diseases. Special focus is being placed on the chikungunya virus, which is passed on to humans by the Aedes mosquitoes. The chikungunya virus causes fever and severe joint pain. The symptoms also include muscle pain, headache, nausea, fatigue, and rash. Chief Public Health Inspector for Westmoreland, Steve Morris, says Jamaica, like other Caribbean countries, may be affected by the disease.
Other countries have already had confirmed cases, and we are now hoping that we don't get any. The ministry has already allocated some funds for us to do some activities to try to minimize that possibility.
Mr. Morris says the program is now being intensified, and he's urging residents to do their part in helping to prevent an outbreak of the chikungunya disease on the island. The education campaign is being spearheaded by the Westmoreland Parish Council in collaboration with the Public Health Department and target schools, churches, youth clubs, and other community groupings.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Under Vision 2030, the tourism industry will be strengthened to provide a world-class experience for visitors and Jamaicans alike. Opportunities and investments for business people and communities will be promoted, and our tourism industry will boast well-educated, trained, and motivated workers with excellent customer service. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Jamaica was not Jamaica like now. We'd have happy time. It was happy time going to school. Even though it's in the country, we have happy time. We never wear shoes go to school though. We never wear shoes. We go to church because I grew up in church. I'm from the parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.